Shalom to all. Today we're with Masachas Kelim Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis and Yigimel. And today's Mishnah Sabrina Lumis Chos Asabas Rachel Shishi Bezecher Fan Yosef Kahagon Bik Arav Mamish. And we have one last Mishnah regarding Shirim. The Yesha Amru, those they said that Midagasa we measure with the large shear. For example, Maloy Tarvid Rakov, a spoonful of Rakov, which is when a mace, a corpse, completely decayed and became dust. So a spoonful of that corpse dust is going to be tummy like a corpse. Sandwiches that spoon. Kamloy Tarvid Gadol Shal Rifim as a size of a large spoon that doctors use, and that's much larger than a standard spoon. Also, when a person has a nega, which is tsaras, it's only going to be tame if it's the size of a gris, which means a bean. How big is that going to be? Kigris hakilki, it's the size of a kilki type gris, which is a very large one. Also, somebody who eats on Yom Kippur, not drinks, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, this shear is malay lugmav. Every person, how much his cheekful is, but eating on Yom Kippur has a standardized shear, but it's a large one. Kikoseves hagasa, that's the size of a large date. Kamaya uchigarinasa, the size of the date itself, and the pit, that size, that volume, is how much a person is going to be chai for eating on Yom Kippur. More shiurim, v'noides yayin v'shemen, leather flasks that hold wine and oil. As we know, we learned many times in the Masechta, in order for it to not be considered a kli, it has to get a hole in it. What size hole does it have to have? Shiurim kipika gedayla shalhen, the shear is like a large pika. A pika is a ball of sorts, a measure based off the large ball. Now, the last thing of the Mishnah has to do with tuma. As we learned before a few times in the Masechta, when there's a corpse, when there's a mace under an oil, under a roof, so anything under that roof is going to be tame. Not that we have a roof over a small house or cabin, for example, but it's divided into two with mechitza. So if the mace, the corpse, is in one of those rooms, everything in the other room is tahar, because there's a mechitza, there's a divider. That's unless there's an opening in between the two rooms, which is at least the size of one by one tefach. It'd be, for example, if there's a door or if there's a window that's meant for passing things in between them. However, if there's just stam a hole in the wall, and it's not considered chashuv, and it wasn't placed there by a person, it wasn't designed to be used, so then, even if it's a tefach by tefach, the toma is not going to go through it. That's what we discussed now. Uma'ar, which is referring to a hole that's meant to let light through. Shaloi nasa bidei adam, it wasn't made by a person. Maybe a little animal made that hole. Perhaps something got worn away because the wall was very weak, so a hole was formed. So how big does it have to be? Shiur k'moloi egrev gadol, the shear that the hole has to be is the size of a large fist of a person, and only then is it considered chashuv, and then the tum is going to go through it. Now, what size fist is this? Zeu egrev eshal ben batiach, this is the size fist of a fellow named Ben Batiach who lived back in those days. Everyone knew who he was. He was an extremely large person with a huge fist, so only if the hole's that size will the tumah go through it. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Yeshnai Kuresh Gadol Shal Adam, that's the size of a large head of a person. In other words, if you don't know how big Ben Batiach's fist is, or he's not there to come and measure, so you just look at average sized people, take the largest head, that's how big his fist was. Now, what about Vishenasa Bide Adam? Let's say a person made this hole dafka, he wanted this hole in the wall. So even if it's less than one by one tefach, it could still be a conduit for the tumah. So what shear does it have to be? That shear would be the size of a large drill in Lishka. This is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. There was a number of different tools the Beis HaMikdash had for building and for its upkeep. So the large drill bit, the large Makdeach, that's the size of this hole would have to be, and that's larger than a standard drill bit. And how big is that? Shuka Pundion Italki, it's the same size of an Italian Pundion, it's a type of coin. Also, Ukesela Neroinus, it's the same size of the Sela coin that came from Neroin Kesar, the Caesar Neroin. Another way to know this is Kimloin Nekev Shaba Oil, the same size as the hole in the yolk that's used by an animal. Then moving on to Mishnah Yud Gimel, going back to discuss Tum and Tire of Kalim, we previously spoke about metal, wood, and leather, but now the Mishnah tells us, Kol Shebayam Tahar, anything that comes from the sea. For example, a kli that's made from the skin of a fish, it's not Makabal Toma. And that's because when the Pasuk talks about Kalim the Kuvim Makabal Toma, it says Beged and Ar. Beged means cloth, and Ar means hide. And the Joshua is that just like Beged, cloth, comes from the ground, that's either made out of cotton or linen. So the type of Ar, the type of leather Kalim the Kuvim Makabal Toma, are only those that are on the ground, such as animal hide, but not something that comes from the sea, such as a fish. Chutz, except for the following, Mikelav Hamayim, the dog of the water, which is also known as the seal. And why is that? That's because it runs away to dry land. If it's in the ocean and someone tries to catch it, it's going to run onto dry land, so it's really considered an animal of land. If Rabbi Kiva, that's Rabbi Kiva's opinion, and we paskin like him. Also, if somebody makes a kli from something that comes from the water, for example, fish skin kli, v'chiber lohem min agadol ba'aretz, but he connects another kli to them, and that kli is from something that's from the land, for example, beged or ar. Even if he just connected them by a thin string, ayafil meshicha, or even a very thin rope, darvishu makabal toma, now it's considered like something that's makabal toma, tame, soki makabal toma. We're talking for the day, and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Dalon Tezvav, continue to discuss kalim that come from something in the ocean, in the water, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.